Волк может потерять шкуру, но никогда не природа. A wolf may lose his pelt, but never his nature. Russian proverb. In 1974, a naked body washed up on the coast of Stralna to the southwest of Leningrad, as St. Petersburg was then known. It was not a pretty sight, having been floating in the Gulf of Finland for a couple of weeks. This body may not have been contending with the land's issues of bacteria and insect ravages, but the denizens of the sea had snacked gleefully on the corpse. Especially its eyes, lips, and extremities. A series of deep knife wounds in the man's abdomen represented a fairly good indicator of the cause of death. Yet with no fingerprints, no clothing, and with his face blotted, battered on rocks and partly eaten away, there were none of the conventional clues to identify him. Checking dental records was a possibility, but this was before the true age of the computer, and in any case, most of his teeth were cheap metal replacements after a life apparently lived on the rough side. Nonetheless, he was identified within just 2 days. The reason? His body was liberally adorned with tattoos. The tattoos were the mark of a vor, the Russian word for thief, but a general term for a member of the Soviet underworld, or Vorovskoy Mir, and life in the Gulag labor camp system. Most of the tattoos were still recognizable, and an expert on reading them was summoned, in this case a former prison warder turned police investigator. Within an hour they had been decoded. The leaping stag on his breast, that symbolized a term spent in one of the northern labor camps. They were known for their harsh regimes, and thus survival was a mark of pride in the macho world of the professional criminal. The knife wrapped in chains on his right forearm, the man had committed a violent assault while behind bars, but not a murder. Crosses on three of his knuckles, three separate prison sentences served. Perhaps the most telling was the fouled anchor on his upper arm, to which a barbed wire surround had clearly been added later. A Navy veteran who had been sentenced to prison for a crime committed while in service. Equipped with these details, it was a relatively quick matter to identify the dead man as one Matvei Lodochnik, or Matvei the Boatman. A former naval warrant officer, who some 20 years earlier had beaten a draftee almost to death when his sideline in selling of quartermaster supplies had come to light. He was cashiered and spent 4 years in a labor colony, drifting into the underworld and being sentenced twice more, including a stint at a northern tough regime camp. He eventually became a fixture of the underworld in Vologda, some 550 kilometers to the east of Strelna. The police never found out quite why Matvei was in Leningrad, or why he died. To be honest, they probably did not really care, but the speed with which he could be identified attests not just to the particular visual language of the Soviet underworld, but also to its universality. His tattoos were at once his commitment to the criminal life, and also his CV.